Welcome to the Tablecast podcast. Come to the table with Melissa and Amanda, where real women have real conversations. To learn more about Tablecast, visit cometothetablepodcast.com or find us on Facebook. Well, welcome to the table. Melissa and I are super excited today. We have a special guest on our Seat Beside Me segment. This is where we invite women who are doing amazing things for God to come and join us at the table. And today we have Dr. Jen Bennett. Jen, we met her when we went to Nashville for the Spark Media Conference last year. And we are just, we were so excited. Jen was one of the speakers there. She was speaking about her book and to be hashtag be worth following. And we were just blown away by her talk. And then we were blessed enough to be able to actually sit at a table with her and share lunch with her, which was super fun. So welcome, Jen.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here. And please, can we just go back in time to that lunch time where we met and we're just chatting and having a great time?
Yeah, that was, God had laid it on my heart when we, because like the way that we ended up at that conference anyway was so his timing and his plan and the strangest thing, but God works in mysterious ways. And then he's just like, you know, it totally impressed on my heart. Like, you're just going to make some very valuable connections. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I'll make some connections. And we left and I was like, okay, well, I made some connections. That was fun. But those connections have not stopped. And the fact that we're being able to do this, like just, yeah, that lunch was fabulous. And I've been so looking forward to having you here and getting to chat with you again. And then also share your wisdom and your calling that God has on your life with all of our listeners. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. So I currently live in Indiana, a place I never imagined living. My family and I, we moved here a little over 2 years ago after I was offered a position as a professor of strategic communication at Indiana Wesleyan University. And you know, it's really funny. It was probably like 10 plus years ago, my husband did some side work for them for their national and global, which was their online school. And he did work for them and he would come up here like maybe twice a year. At the time we were living in Florida, we are originally from Florida. And I remember that when he was here at Indiana, he would call me and he'd tell me about driving by all these cornfields and everything. And I was like, that's great, but I am never going to move to Indiana. Well, 10 years later, here we are living in Indiana and God has been so good to us. So I have the opportunity to teach students about communication. And I absolutely love that. We have a soon-to-be 13-year-old son who is really thriving here in Indiana. And then my husband of 20 years is a professor at Purdue. And so God has just been really great to us here while we've been in Indiana. And it's been a joy. It's been a joy.
Awesome. So when we were in Nashville, like I said, you were speaking about your book, hashtag be worth following. And I'm not going to lie, I bought your book after the conference and I've read it like 4 times and I've highlighted things and I have sticky notes and all of that. So share with our listeners a little bit about your book and just kind of how that came to be and just your message there.
Yeah. So I wrote this book at the time I was working and helping a variety of ministries, businesses, entrepreneurs, leaders with their online presence. And this was during a time when social media was becoming very popular. And so when I was doing all of that, I realized that as a Christ follower, as a Christian, that we could really utilize social media in some incredible ways and really use it to not only help build our brand and our businesses and all of that, but even more so to provide hope and encouragement to a world that was desperately seeking it. So I wrote this book. It's geared towards Christian women who want to use social media in such a way that can impact the world, impact people, and be women who are worth following online. And so at that time when I wrote that book, and I'm still very passionate about that message because we know social media is where people go. Like, the research continually shows us how much time people are spending on social media platforms. So I'm very passionate about helping Christ followers and women be women who are worth following online and help them communicate their message that God has given them in such a way that will open more doors to conversations rather than closing them.
I love that. And, you know, when Melissa and I came back from Nashville, we sat down, we had so many notes of everything that we learned there. And that was one of the things that we really took away was, are we people that are worth following, and not that we're anything special and that anything we're doing in particular, but that through following us, people find Christ.
Yes.
And just offering that hope to women. And so we love that. Love that.
I was just going to say, it was during your talk that I'm a doodler. So a lot of my notes, I can even look at, it's really strange. Like, I can look at notes from high school. My mom sends me like boxes now. She's cleaning out her house and I pick up papers and I can see a picture. And I'm like, oh, I know exactly what that meant in those notes. And when we sat down after the conference, one of the pictures that I had drawn during your talk was this heart over a hashtag, because you were talking about whose kingdom are you building? And God really impressed it upon my heart of like, yeah, like, whose kingdom are you building? And that picture, and when Amanda and I sat down and I really started to like flush that out, it was a lot more, for me, it was a lot more than social media. I mean, social media for me, we laugh because I did not know what a podcast was when somebody asked me if we could turn our Bible study into one. And I was like, Amanda, what's a podcast? So the fact that we've had one now for 3 years is absolutely hilarious. But I'm on, you know, I'm on that other end of the curve of like, I should probably not be scared of social media. I laugh at my teenagers because they take pictures of themselves constantly. And I'm like, I'm so glad we didn't have that when I was in high school. But out of that, we've started this hearts over hashtag thing. And because for me, it became more of a calling of living, like as kingdom citizens of the kingdom of God. And the hashtag for me kind of represents more than just numbers. It's like the noise of the world. And we are called to live with the heart of God for the world over the noise. And so it's really growing. But the point I wanted to make with all of this is that, like, I love the fact that you teach at that college level and you are teaching responsible social media at a biblical worldview college for young people who are going to go out and use this technology in the world. And what we have found, having teenagers in high school and Amanda working at a middle school, and we have this hearts over hashtag, like I have it on the back of my phone. So there, that's what it looks like. I'll show you. Our listeners we'll make sure they get to see it. So we have it. Mm-hmm. And we didn't put any words on it. And I have some that I've added words as God dives in more and he shows me more as I start to learn about what this symbol means. But our teenagers are seeing it and they're gravitating towards it and they're understanding it. It's like God is speaking to their spirit. And he's like, I have a calling for you. And so now we're trying to put that all into words, but I did just want to let you know, like, you showing up in the way that you choose to show up and walk in the kingdom of God is like that ripple effect of, you know, some lady sitting at a conference in Tennessee, you know, drawing a picture, a doodle. And now like youth group are like, that is an awesome message and we want to take it to the world. So I know that God is moving and speaking in that.
Well, no, like the amount of middle schoolers now that have this sticker on their water bottles, on their iPads, because they saw it and they were like, that looks cool. What does that mean? Mm. And, you know, I'm in a public school. And so I can't just, you know, give the biblical view of it, but their understanding of just being a good human. And if they see something like this, and I equate that to your being a good human, but then they also see might be the light sticker, so all may see. It's just that you're that hope, like you said, that hope of offering that to the world and starting in the next generation and pouring into that. And like Melissa said, we have youth groups locally that have seen it and have asked about what that message means and have wanted to share that with their youth groups of, you know, being someone online, especially with our young students, our high schoolers, being someone online that is responsible, that is kind, that is loving, that is being that light for the world. And so we just want to thank you because you're the one who sparked that in us.
I'm seriously about to cry. Like that just, oh my gosh. Like that is just amazing. And I so appreciate that. And I'm so grateful. And that's it. Like that's be worth following. Like where we then are taking the messages that God has given us and using it to impact this world in some incredible ways, to impact the lives of people that we have the opportunity to influence, the sphere of influence that we all have. And so, oh my gosh, can you please send me a sticker? Can you please send me a sticker?
Yes, absolutely.
I got a shirt, I got a hat. So I love like your book. So your book is geared towards women, which as women, I believe we are the number one influence, you know, in our children's lives. And I feel like we do have a calling to, we send our kids out into the world every day and we need to make sure we're the biggest influence in their lives. And so I have read through your book. I want to go through and answer all the questions. You can see our different personality. Man, it's like I've read it four times. I've highlighted, I've answered all the questions. I'm activating it. And I'm like, I read it and I want to do it. But my name is Dory. So what would be like, because it really did shape how I'm like, oh, I gotta like, I've kind of like even held back. I'm like, until I know what I'm doing, I can't go out and post anything. So I want to do it right. But what would be like, just some initial for whoever's listening, like we were going to encourage them to go out and every woman should just read this book. Like, especially before you post something else on social media, if you're a Christian, be responsible. And really focus on, yeah, whose kingdom are you building? Are you out there walking in the heart of God or are you out there hashtagging yourself? Like, look at me and I got an opinion. And if I don't like you, I'm going to tell you about it. So what would be maybe like 3-5 things that you would want to, if this was the moment that we had that we need to impress upon women?
Yeah, I think, you know, our words mean something. And what we post on social media can either open more doors to conversations or close them. And I am so passionate about us as Christ followers communicating in such a way that will open doors to deeper conversations with people. And so I think one of the things that I want to share is that and I'm actually getting ready to do a podcast on this, but I think there's 6 questions that we should ask ourselves prior to posting on social media. So I'll just kind of share those with you guys real quick, because I think when we actually take the time to think through why we're posting on social media, that will help us out in so many ways. I can't tell you how many times I've started to type something out and then I'm like, oh, no, that's not Jen, don't put that out there. You know, writing a book, especially about Be Worth Following, really keeps you accountable to what you will choose to post and not post. So here are 6 questions that I think are just good questions to ask yourself before you actually post something. So 1 is, why do I want to post this? I think we have to have a why behind what we're posting. And if it doesn't line up with, I want to point back to God, then maybe that's a post we don't post. Now, I'm not saying that you can't post other things. I mean, I've posted posts about my dog and his craziness and my life and different things like that, that I would say doesn't always post right back to God. But I think especially when it comes to some of the hot topics in our world today, our opinions, our thoughts, we just have to ask ourselves, why am I posting this? Why do I want to post this? Another question is this helpful? By posting this, am I providing something helpful to my audience? 3rd question, will this post cause unnecessary division and or controversy? You know, there's a lot of that online right now. And we have to really think through our words. Is what we're posting going to help bring people together, or will it cause unnecessary division and or controversy? Now, with that said, I'm not saying that you can't post your convictions or your beliefs, because I believe there are people out there that want to hear, well, why do you believe the way that you believe? And sometimes a social media post isn't the best for that. Sometimes the best way to share that is through a blog post where you can share yourself a little bit more, through a podcast, through a video. So we just have to ask ourselves, is what I'm posting going to cause unnecessary division and or controversy, or will it help bring people together into a respectful conversation where people can share and ask their questions? Question 4 is, how am I reflecting God through my post? Like, am I reflecting the God that I love and serve through my post? And then another question is God leading me to post this? Like, is this something that God wants me to post about? Because the reality is, I don't think we have to post about every hot topic up out there. We don't have to post our opinion about everything. But instead, in prayer, God, do you want me to share what you've shared with me around this topic online? And then the last question is, how will I feel about this post in a week or a month? And I think that's a really great question to ask ourselves, because if we don't feel like, yes, I was supposed to post this, yes, these are the words I was supposed to share in a week, a month, a year, then maybe we're not supposed to share that online. So I would say those are 6 key questions that you can ask yourself before you post online that I think will help get your heart in the right place before you post something that maybe later on you end up regretting.
Absolutely. So you brought up your podcast. You host a podcast called She Impacts Culture. So share with our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I started that in April of, let's see, what year are we in? We're in 2022. I started that in April of 2021. And it was crazy. I've wanted to host a podcast for years, but for years, I didn't know what the podcast would be about. So in early 2021, in my quiet alone time with the Lord, I felt like the Lord was giving me a podcast, and it was She Impacts Culture. And I feel like he wanted me to focus my podcast on helping faith-based Christian professional women who who wanted to use their expertise, their leadership, and their voice to impact culture. And so that's where it all began. And I'll tell you, when I started that podcast, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have everything figured out. I remember writing in my journal, okay, God, wait, what? How am I going to figure this all out? Yeah. But I knew God was calling me to do it. So I just stepped out in obedience and did it. And I think we just released last week, episode like number 56. And so we are moving right along. And I'll tell you, there are days, I think I just posted about this today. There are days where I wonder if the amount of time that I put into it and the money that I put into it is worth it. And God just continues to tell me, Jen, keep doing it. I wanted you to start this for a reason. And so I am just choosing to be obedient and choosing to trust God that the podcast is getting to the women that he wants to hear it. And that through the stories of the women that I have the opportunity to interview, that they are being encouraged by their stories. So yeah, so I'm just trucking along with it.
I love it. And just for our listeners, just so you know, we will link links to your website where you can be able to find your book as well as your podcast there. So
I wrote down those six questions to ask. And number three, I really liked the unnecessary division, but you did clarify, you know, sometimes I don't know. I was listening to, some pastors somewhere along the way, and they had brought up a point about, you know, we always talk about like comfort, especially in the church, and we want to bring comfort to people, but sometimes we need to stir up the comfortable people. and so I like how you used the unnecessary division. Like, we shouldn't be scared as Christians to speak truth. You know, God's word never returns void, and it will cause, sometimes conflict and division, they have such negative connotations, but there's a stirring up that happens when people are confronted with who Jesus is and his message. And so I really liked that unnecessary division, and holding ourselves accountable as Christians. And the other point that while you were talking that I was thinking about is, you know, especially for some of our listeners who are my age and older, I'm right on the fence of the social media. Like, I know there's people who are older than me that they didn't have it. I had enough of it at a young age to be exposed to it. But if we're not out there in social media, if we're not out there in podcasts, if we're not out there in books, if we're not out there in business, then where's the voice of God in those places? And so hats off to that. And I've listened to a few of the episodes and stuff and the women that you're interviewing. And it's so neat because God is global. And I think we get scared of that as Christians. And we think that automatically takes us to an all roads lead to God mentality. So we run from that. But the truth is, that's not what we're saying. When I say that God is global, he is for every human being. And that crosses multiple cultures, multiple doctrines, multiple theologies. I mean, my view needs to be bigger than the 50 feet outside of my front porch. And so I think that's awesome that you're doing that. And then, so what would be like, I know we've got our six questions, before posting on social media. And then how about under the topic of like impacting culture, what are some things that we should focus on if we want to be kingdom minded and have a worldview that is global for Christianity and for living out in this world?
Yeah, I would say one of the things that I share quite a bit that I feel like God is continually growing in me and giving me insight to is that as Christian communicators, it's almost like this little formula. when we share our convictions and unite that with compassion, that equals connections. And so I feel, and I think, you know, when we look at the Bible, Jesus is just a perfect example of this. Like, I truly believe that if we want to impact culture, we have to know how to communicate, again, in such a way that opens doors to conversations. And the way that that happens is by being bold enough to share our convictions, but sharing them with compassion so that the people that we're sharing those convictions with are like, that's interesting, but here's my issue with that. And you just have this open dialogue where they feel comfortable sharing their disagreements with you, their questions with you, their worries with you. And you just have this back and forth conversation. I really believe that impacting culture starts with conversations and knowing how to communicate with people. Because even if you're out doing stuff for the kingdom, but you don't know how to communicate with people when you're doing the stuff, then nothing happens, you know? And so you have to know how to be able to communicate with people from all different kinds of backgrounds and beliefs and lifestyles. And it's in those moments, those friendships that then develop, that God does some miraculous work. I mean, I've had people in my life who we see very differently on things, but man, the conversations that we have are beautiful. And so I really believe it starts there. If you want to impact culture, you have to know how to communicate with people, whether that's with somebody in the office next to you, whether that's your neighbor, whether that's your kids, whether that's somebody online, whether you're on a stage sharing a message, or whether you're writing a book sharing a message. You have to know how to share your convictions with compassion so that connections can happen.
I love that. Love, love, love that. One thing that we love to ask our guests at The Seat Beside Me is, what are you excited about that God is doing in your life right now? Whether it's something he has you doing, or a book you're reading, or a podcast you're listening to, or just a sermon you caught last Sunday at church. What are you excited about that God is doing in your own personal life right now?
Yeah, I think the thing that I would say right now is that I just have this, I don't know, I guess this deeper hunger to just walk in the Spirit with God. This deeper hunger and desire to, you know, I talk about social media, I write about social media, but to not get caught up in social media, you know, to live my life where I just want more of Jesus. That's what I want right now. You know, I take my calling as a professor at a Christian university very seriously. If anything, I want my students to see Jesus. I want my students to draw closer to Jesus. And so that doesn't happen if I am not walking in the Spirit and I'm doing what I can to draw closer to God. And so I feel like that's the big thing right now. I think I've been encouraged by that with recent church services. I've been encouraged with that in recent, you know, challenges in my own personal life that I'm navigating. I've been encouraged in that as God is opening doors for me to speak. I'm getting ready to put together my keynote for a Christian Communicators Conference. And I'll tell you, I don't think I've ever said this, but I really believe I'm battling some spiritual warfare right now. Like, I don't ever say that. And it was just this morning where I was like, God, am I experiencing some spiritual warfare right now? Because here are the different feelings I'm feeling. Here are the thoughts that I'm having. And I'm getting ready to put this keynote together for a Christian Communicators Conference. And my gosh, is the enemy coming after me right now because of what I'm about to do? And that is just drawing me closer to Jesus and really wanting me to lean into Jesus even more. So that's where I'm at right now. I just need to lean into Jesus more and more.
Don't we all?
Yes, I hear you. I can echo that 100%. Been in the same place. Amanda and I were just talking about the other day. I was like, I need to call you. I'm like, and that's just really what he's impressed upon me is I need to stop doing and striving and trying to fix everything in my own power and rest. Just rest in him. His yoke is manageable. Find how much time am I spending, you know?
Yes.
Just being still. And you know, everybody who knows me personally, who listens to this knows that's probably the last thing I'll ever say is that I want to be still, so, which is why he works on that. So, gosh, this is awesome. I don't even know. I don't even think there's anywhere else to go from that. I mean, just,
right.
I think that's God's call across. I've heard that from a lot of women that I've run into in the last week is, you know, life's busy, but just rest and get rid of what's not essential. And let God direct those steps and find your peace in him and spend time with him.
Yeah.
And yeah, the attacks are coming. I mean, and I don't think they're going to get any easier as we go down the way the world's going, but just an encouragement for everybody. Just find that peace and rest and space with the Lord.
No, I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, man, well, that's like, she just like put the exclamation point on the whole thing with, you know, we all just need to seek Jesus more. And I agree. And that's kind of been the goal of our podcast this season is just helping, not only helping each other, Melissa and I encouraging each other, but hopefully encouraging other women to do the same. And so we thank you so much for joining us and just sharing with our listeners a little bit about what God is doing in your life. And like we said, Jen, we will link to her website in the description of this podcast. But her book is Hashtag Be Worth Following and her podcast is She Impacts Culture. So thank you again so much for joining us at the seat beside us.
Thank you. This was wonderful. It was good for my soul.
Thanks for joining us at the table. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share Tablecast with other women and leave us a rating on your listening platform. Be sure to check out our Facebook community VIP group and remember to subscribe so you won't miss any future episodes. Tablecast is a production of Asha Media.